Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program. It is March 29th, the year is 2015. The time is 8:13, just minutes before our 8:30 service here at Berean Baptist Church, Fayetteville, North Carolina. This morning we're preaching on Malachi 4:6. This is where John the Baptist is. Malachi says that John the Baptist will turn the hearts of the father to their children and the hearts of children to their fathers. This is the last verse in your Old Testament. This verse comes just before 400 years of silence. And so we want to consider that in light of this News and Focus podcast. It comes to us from the Daily Beast. It says that Rand Paul called the push for same-sex marriage a moral crisis during a private prayer breakfast in Washington, D.C. The moral crisis we have in our country, there is a role for us trying to figure out a thing like marriage. Paul said Thursday on video obtained by CBN News' David Brody, there's also a moral crisis that allows people to think there would be some sort of other marriage. The Republican senator from Kentucky is due to announce his presidential candidacy next month. The First Amendment says, keep government out of religion, not religion out of government. And I'm quoting from Rand Paul. And he says, the First Amendment says, keep government out of religion, not religion out of government. Paul said, America needs a religious revival. We need another great awakening with tent revivals of thousands of people saying, reform or see what's going to happen if we don't reform. So let's talk just a little bit about this from a couple perspectives. First of all, let's acknowledge right up front that the Great Awakening was a turning to Christ, and in particular, a turning to the gospel of Jesus Christ. So it's not just a general pragmatic reform, but it is a focused movement of God upon people in these United States where their hearts have been regenerated, they've been born again, and they see Christ in all His glory. They see the gospel in its purpose and its scope and in its plan, and they embrace it with faith towards the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ for our sins. So let's acknowledge that a call for pragmatic reform is not the same as the Great Awakening or a revival of sorts. All right, now let's change gears for just a moment and let's recognize that while the church needs to continue to stand for marriage as defined by one man and one woman, let us briefly acknowledge that there is certainly a greater moral crisis in America than same-sex marriage. And it's difficult to imagine that we're saying such a thing, and it seems as though what we need to be fighting more than anything is this. But I'm going to suggest to you that the greater moral crisis in America is the breakdown of the family. The breakdown of the family. The family as defined in Genesis chapter 2, with a man leaving and a woman leaving, and then them uniting in holy matrimony and forming this thing called family. And both the husband and the wife are living to the glory of God in this thing called holy matrimony, and they stay married. And they raise children in that family, and they remain committed one to another, and they create children who become followers of Jesus Christ, who become citizens, working citizens of these United States of America. Now, that is what really needs to become the focus of the church in America. But instead, the church is embracing same-sex marriage. Mega churches are coming out all the time, all over the place, with this embracing of same-sex marriage. And in essence, we're really just redefining or removing all definitions of what family looks like, so that single moms and single dads and two moms and every possible order can just, anything goes, whatever you want, it becomes this private matter. We're not going to speak to it. And my point is that the Word of God speaks to it everywhere, all the time. Is you can't imagine how much the Word of God speaks to it. It's unbelievable the degree to which the Word of God is all over, from Genesis to Revelation, talking family, talking the duties of a father, the duties of a mother, the essence of this nucleus that builds and creates the next generation. And the church is walking away from addressing the importance of family, the importance of marriage. And we have got to return to a focus on that moral crisis. The statistics are startling when it comes to the success of a child outside of the active involvement of a father, and in particular, the biological father. And yet what we see is everything but a focus on that in the church, from as high on the top as Joel Osteen to as low as your non-denominational, quasi-charismatic church or wherever else you want to go. You can go to independent fundamental Baptists who are more concerned about the King James Bible than they are the family. And you say, how can you say such a statement? Just survey the messages you hear on one, survey the messages you hear on the other, count the difference, see what the focus really is, see what's being written about, see what's being talked about, see what's being discussed, and prove me wrong. And of course, it's not possible for me to prove my point. It's not possible for you to prove that point. It's just an assessment on my behalf. It's a simple assessment. I could be completely wrong, but I don't think so. The numbers are startling. For example, this morning in my morning sermon, I'm going to show the percentage of men involved in the workforce is lower now than it's ever been since we started tracking the numbers in 1940. Again, a simple point that the focus of men being men, women fulfilling their roles, uniting in holy matrimony, building families, is just virtually being lost. And I would submit to all the future presidential candidates, that's the moral crisis that needs to be focused upon. And in some demographics, it's as high as 67%. Two-thirds of children in some ethnicities are growing up without a father in the home. That's a startling number. And if our presidents and our politicians and our preachers and everyone who has a pulpit and a voice doesn't begin to address that issue, we will no longer cease to be a nation in the years to come. Those are my thoughts. What are yours? Thanks for listening on this this podcast on the moral crisis in America. Have a great Sunday. I hope you'll check out the message, 10 Ways You Can Tell If a Father Has Had His Heart Turned to His Children. We're going to preach it today, March 29th, the year 2015. You can find it on our sermon audio page, Berean Baptist CH. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.